tell you this opinion does reflect the views of Gal Media, and that's that Harry's is awesome. And guys, you never want to have to worry about going to the store to buy razors. It's just a pain in the ass. You don't have to do it with Harry's. It comes right to your mailbox, and you get a great shave, and you save a bunch of money because they make them right there at the factory and sell them directly to you. That's why over 3 million guys have made the switch to Harry's, and it's time for you to do the same. And they're so confident that you're going to love their blades, they're going to give you their set for free. You just cover shipping. Your free trial set includes an ergonomic razor handle, 5 precision-engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover. We've partnered with Harry's to bring you this incredible offer. You just head over to harrys.com/blitz to get it now. Get started with Harry's today and get their free trial offer. That's right, free. All you cover is just a few bucks in shipping. To get your free trial set, including a handle, blade, shave gel, and travel blade cover, go to harrys.com/blitz. That's harrys.com/blitz. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
How about Urban Meyer calling out coaches like Herman for blaming the talent they inherited? That was kind of strange.
I think it's also kind of strange for Tom Herman to talk about what he inherited. It ain't like the cupboard's bare, bro. Well,
and if you're going to complain about this, why aren't you complaining about all the talent Tony Levine left you when you got to UH? That worked out for you.
He's done nothing but praise this team all offseason. Then you get out there and there's live bullets fired one time and you come out on the wrong end and you start complaining about the talent. Bro, that's a really bad look in my opinion.
I think Jose Altuve is gaining a lot of traction in this MVP talk. Larry Brown Sports did their top five. Mike Trout second and Jose Altuve first. His reasoning is he's been so good for so long that people are finally starting to realize, hey, man, this guy's just a hell of a player. I think that'd be pretty cool to see him win.
If the Angels make the playoffs, suddenly that conversation's a little more interesting.
Yeah.
If Altuve makes the playoffs and Trout doesn't, I don't know what the debate is.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, you know the number. And been a really busy first 2 hours. We had Brad Powers there talking college betting. Christopher Harris joined us in the 4 o'clock hour to talk fantasy football. Craig Gass checked in because he's going to be doing a deal at the Improv tonight. So been very busy. Now it's just us. So
it's just us. Yeah. Just the two of us.
Well, three. Don't dismiss Jong like that.
I don't think Jong's spoken a word today. It's just the two
of us. No, he got on to pitch his podcast.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
You're right. Okay.
So that was his one contribution to the show today.
I stand corrected, John. I apologize.
Someone on Twitter asked if you could increase the number of participants on the Survivor.
I tried. I can't. Okay. So it is what it is. So if you didn't get in, you're too slow.
We did the best we could.
Yep.
Joel Osteen could do it.
Yeah, probably.
He could make it happen.
He probably could. He's got more power than me.
Yeah, got that direct phone to God.
I didn't know there was a limit in how many you could have. So.
Oh, well.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah, it filled up quickly.
It did.
How many are in it?
I think over 100.
Oh, wow.
Or maybe 100 exactly. I don't know. I don't know how many are allowed to be in it.
All right. Well, people want us to go over our predictions again for the season. So maybe we should do that. What do you think?
I'm fine with that if you are. I've got my mind made up, I think. I'm ready to put my predictions down on paper.
All right. Well, let's do it then.
I guess we should actually put them on paper. That way we can make fun of each other as the season goes on.
Oh, yeah.
Jong, are you going to participate in this?
NFL or college? NFL?
NFL.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a little late for college. We're 2 weeks in, Brad. But, all right, we will start with the AFC North. Is that okay with you?
That works for me.
I think the Steelers win the division, and I think the Steelers are legitimate Super Bowl contenders. I love that they got Joe Hayden for nothing. And I think this is a down year for the Bengals. I think the Ravens kind of scare me because of Flacco. I think the Steelers win the division, and then Ravens, Bengals, Browns, and only the Steelers make the playoffs out of the NFC North this year.
Okay. John?
I agree with you, but I don't know if I think the Steelers struggle because I don't know how good that defense is going to be. I know they're going to put up a bunch of points, but I think they're also going to give up a fair amount of points. But I think they run away with the division.
I'm with you. So we all in agreement on that, even though I know Fred was expecting me to take the Ravens.
Yeah.
I just can't in good conscience do that.
Are the Ravens number two?
The Ravens are probably number two. Okay. I don't know. I don't even know if they're that because I don't. Without Joe Flacco, the Ravens don't. They're literally a nothing team to me.
And we don't know when he's back. Even
yeah, it's like it's like taking the Colts right now. It's just a crapshoot because with the quarterback, I like those teams. Without them, I can't even pretend to think that they could win their divisions.
All right, AFC East. I don't think there's any doubt who's winning.
I think
the division.
Are we all in agreement on that?
Yeah.
You're gonna take the
Dolphins.
The Bills, yeah.
The Jets. No. Patriots.
Yeah, Patriots will win the division. I think it's Patriots, Dolphins, Bills, Jets, basically, even though I'm not so sure about the Dolphins.
You don't like Smokin' Jay.
I do like Smokin' Jay, and I think Adam Gase will do a good job with him. But this is another team that you kinda wonder about how much disruption they're gonna have because of this week. Do they get off to a slow start? I think it's pretty tight, just making the playoffs. So I'll go Patriots and Patriots only team in the division to make the playoffs this year. I've got a shocker for you when we get to.
I'm actually going to take the Dolphins to make the playoffs.
Okay,
but not over the Patriots. Patriots and then Dolphins with the wild card.
Okay. Right.
We go to the AFC West, where I'm going to pick a mild upset here. I'm going to take the Chiefs to win the division over the Raiders, but they both make the playoffs.
Okay.
Broncos third, Chargers fourth. I think the Chiefs have a good season and maybe won't get off to the best start tonight. I also think the Raiders are gonna regress a little bit, but from 12-4 to 10-6. There were a lot of close wins last year that I don't think they're gonna pull off this time. But I think they make the playoffs and even as a wild card, a legitimate threat to go all the way.
John?
I'm going to take the Raiders and then the Chiefs to take the other wild card spot. And I think Derek Carr, after this season, I think we're going to talk about him as one of the elite quarterbacks in the league.
I kind of feel the same way. I'm a Raiders guy. I liked the Raiders last year. They were actually better than I thought
They were a year ahead. Well, I think both of us picked them to make the playoffs last year.
Yeah, I've been on the Derek Carr train since before it left the station. And I'm with you, Jong. I think he takes a big step this year again. And I mean, not that he could be much better than he was last year, but I think when you put back-to-back years like that together, people start to take notice. And they've got a ton of weapons on offense. They've got a really good offensive line. If Marshawn Lynch is half of what he was when he left the NFL behind this line, remember he was running in that behind that crappy line in Seattle.
Yeah,
this could be a coup for them. So
are we going to do like MVPs and stuff too?
Yeah, we'll throw that out there at the end. So I'm taking Raiders as well. Jong, you've already said you like Dolphins and Kansas City as your wild cards.
Yes.
Okay, I was going to save mine for the end, but we can put yours down now. Fred, have you already given out wild cards?
I've given one wild card.
You gave out the Raiders.
Raiders is a wild card.
Okay. All right, let's get to the South, I suppose.
We'll get to the South, where I'm going to pick the Texans to win the division. I think they go 9-7 again or 10-6, and they tie with the Titans again. Both of them make the playoffs. I'll go with Titans as a second wild card at 9-7.
Okay.
So I'll go Texans, Titans. The Jags are improved. They go 7-9. And I think the Colts also go 7-9.
Okay.
But I will take Texans and Titans, and Titans and Raiders as your wild cards, and then the Raiders will crush the Texans this year because Derek Carr won't be dead.
Okay.
Oh man, I'll take the Texans by default. I don't trust the Titans, and the Jags are, like Fred said, they're more improved this year, but I think they're still too young. And the Colts, we don't know when Andrew Luck's coming back, but it's kind of ugly in this division, like always. I'll take the Texans to finish like 9-7.
I guess I'll go with the Titans then. I don't feel confident in the quarterback situation here, and honestly, the only quarterback situation that I trust at all in this division is in Tennessee. And I think Mariota isn't. I don't think he's great yet, but I think he's pretty damn good.
And that's more than I can say for anybody else who's at least starting week one for these AFC South teams. And I like, you know, if I knew Andrew Luck would be back week three, I might have a different take on it.
Yeah.
But I don't know what's up with Andrew Luck, and I don't know if when Andrew Luck comes back, he'll be Andrew Luck.
Well, and that's, I'm still a little worried about Mariota coming off the injury too.
Yeah. And, I mean, that's fair, but he's looked good in the preseason.
He has, but
which, I mean, we haven't seen Andrew Luck in the preseason, so I don't know anything about him.
Yeah, I've got to kind of punt on the Colts, but
yeah.
But see, I think by week four, after the Texans get blown out in New England when Deshaun Watson takes over at quarterback, they'll be pretty solid at quarterback.
I'm going to take Kansas City for one of my wild card teams, and I struggled on the second wild card team. I thought about taking another AFC West team, yeah. But I honestly don't know which one I would take. I think Denver and the Chargers are both going to be pretty decent.
Yeah, I don't know what we're going to see out of the Broncos, new coaching staff. They've got really good players, and I think Chargers are good too. I couldn't really choose between those two. That's why I kind of went off the grid with two AFC South teams, which no one would predict in their right mind.
I think I'm gonna throw out, and I don't trust the Dolphins. I don't trust anybody in the AFC East. I think I have to go with the team that seems to always make the playoffs, Cincinnati.
Okay.
I'm not crazy about that pick.
Nothing wrong with that.
That's what I'm going to go with.
There's nothing wrong with that pick at all.
You can do the NFC when we come back?
Sure.
Indeed. Well, do we want to? Okay.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Man Centers, they have locations now. They're about to open their third location in Tomball. They've got the one here on I-10. And they've got one now in Pearland tomorrow. They're opening one in Tomball, so you can go check them out there. Whatever your male-related needs, Man Centers has you covered. Sexual dysfunction, low testosterone. Guys, if you're feeling unmotivated or sluggish or tired at work or you're struggling in the gym, you just can't keep weight off, you might have low testosterone. It's natural. It happens. And they're going to take care of it, but it's not about injections. They focus on enhancing your body's natural ability to produce testosterone on its own. And if you're looking to start a family and getting pregnant has been difficult, it could be a you issue. About half the time, it's a male-related issue. So it's not always the lady's problem. It may be something with you. Man Centers, they focus on male urology that your primary care physician might not focus on. So it's something that your regular doctor may not be able to see. Man Centers takes most insurances, so they probably take yours. Give them a call and find out. 832-358-8600 or mancenters.com. And again, they're opening that new location tomorrow in Tomball. That's Man Centers, mancenters.com. Wrap my 6-4 around a telephone pole. I looked at my car and I said, oh, brother,
I throw it in the gutter and go buy another. This is ESPN 97.5.
Yo, G, they can't stop me from rapping, can they?
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
All right, so we should wrap up our AFC playoff picks and who's going to come out of there. But I mentioned Titans and Chiefs or Raiders as my wild card teams. I'm going to go chalk here for the AFC championship. Steelers, Patriots, and I'm going to pick the Steelers to upset them.
Steelers in the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
huh?
Honestly, it's easy to default pick the Patriots. I'm gonna be different. I'm gonna be contrarian.
Okay,
and take the Steelers.
John, what say you?
I'm gonna go with Raiders and Patriots in the AFC Championship game, and I'm gonna go Raiders in the Super Bowl.
Nice.
Okay, well, I'm going to be really lame, and I'm just going to take what I think is going to happen. I think the Patriots will be in the Super Bowl.
Okay.
So.
There you go.
Well, right. My MVP is on the Raiders, so.
Your MVP is David Carr or Derek Carr?
Derek Carr.
Derek Carr.
Danny Carr, the little-known other Carr brother.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll go to the NFC, and then we'll do our MVPs and all that stuff after we're done with that. But we'll start with the NFC North, where I have to be chicken bleep and take the Packers. I don't think I really want to like the Vikings. I just don't trust. I don't trust the quarterback situation there. And I think that's a good football team, but I'll go Packers, Lions, Vikings, Bears in that order. I think the Lions have a pretty good season again, quietly.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, I got to go Green Bay as well. I mean, I, I don't particularly like any of the teams in that division.
No, I'm not even that crazy about Green Bay this year.
I'm not either,
to be honest with you.
So,
all right, NFC South, and I can't believe I'm going to do this. I'm going to take the Bucs to win the division.
Okay.
I think that team takes a big step this year. I think Jameis Winston takes a big step. They've got so many weapons on offense now for him to throw to. I'm going to go Bucs, Panthers, Falcons, Saints in that order. I think the Falcons have a little bit of a fall off this year.
You never throw the Saints that low.
I think they're going to be 7-9, 8-8. I think it's a tight division. I don't think all the teams are going to suck, but I'm going to go. And I think the Panthers bounce back with a good season this year too. So Bucs, Panthers, and both of those in the playoffs.
Okay.
I'm going to take the Panthers to win this division, and Atlanta, I think, is going to regress a little bit, but I still have Atlanta making the playoffs, but I think the Panthers bounce back big.
Okay, I'm going to take Atlanta to win the South, and I'm going to take Tampa as a wild card. I think Tampa does step up and get it done, and maybe I'm a sucker for what I've been seeing on Hard Knocks, but I like that team. I think they're going
to
do all right.
I'm trying not to let Hard Knocks affect it in any way because I kind of liked them beforehand.
Yeah.
I did like them going in. And I love the fact that they added DeSean Jackson. I think that's just another weapon. That offense is going to be good.
But I really do think any team of the – I think Atlanta, Tampa, or Carolina, any one of those three teams won the division, yeah. I wouldn't be shocked
no,
at all.
No, I wouldn't either. Although, I think the fact the Falcons – lost their offensive coordinator.
It'll hurt for sure.
I think they're going to regress quite a bit this year. Plus, that Super Bowl hangover thing is real. We'll go NFC West, where, yeah, I'm going to go chalk with the Seahawks. But I also like the Cardinals to make the playoffs this year. I think that's another team that bounces back and I think is kind of a dark horse Super Bowl contender. I think you're going to see a good season out of the Cardinals. So I go Seahawks, Cardinals, Rams, Niner.
Okay. Jung?
I'm going to take the Seahawks. I think Arizona finishes close to a playoff spot. I have them just missing the playoffs. And then I think San Francisco finishes third and LA finishes fourth.
You think the Rams are better than or worse than the Niners?
I think Kyle Shanahan is going to do a good job there.
I mean, I think Kyle Shanahan will eventually do a good job.
I do not like Jared Goff one bit.
Neither does his parents. I mean, nobody likes Jared Goff.
I at least like their defense. I don't know that I like anything about what the Niners have.
And that's the thing. First year of Wade, usually your defense is really good.
Yeah, I do think that with Brian Hoyer at quarterback, I think you're not going to get great out of Brian Hoyer, but I think you're going to get consistent and you're going to get decent. So better. I think he's going to do better throughout the season than Jared Goff.
All right.
It's fairly bold. I like that.
But you're going Seahawks to win the division?
Yes.
Okay.
And Arizona just missing.
Okay. Just missing the division or just missing the playoffs?
Playoffs.
Okay. Well, let's go to the NFC East then, boys.
All right. Well, we didn't get yours.
Oh, I've got Seattle.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not going anything crazy.
All right. NFC East, I only have one team making the playoffs. And these guys fool me every year, but I'm taking the Giants. I think the Giants win the division. And are the representative from the NFC East. I think the Cowboys see some regression this year from Dak Prescott. Just missed the playoffs and really pissed off every Dallas fan. And that Dallas defense is just going to be awful.
Yeah, and Zeke missing six games is going to hurt a lot. And I think I'm going to take the Eagles to win, and I'm going to have the Cowboys making taking the final wild card spot.
All right. Well, I'm with Fred. I've only got one team from the East making it, and it's the Giants. So. And Arizona and Tampa are my two wild cards. So Fred and I have the same teams making the playoffs, except he has Carolina and I have Atlanta making the playoffs.
Yeah.
And then Jong's got Dallas and Philly sprinkled in there. So, and who's your prediction to represent the NFC, Fred?
Well, I think the NFC championship game is going to come down to the Seahawks and the New York Football Giants.
Okay.
And I think the Seahawks and Steelers will play for the Super Bowl.
Okay.
I'm going to have Seahawks and Panthers in the NFC Championship, and I have the Seahawks making it.
God, I want to say that there's someone that I could pick someone different, and I'm going to be, you know, break the trend here, but I'm going Seahawks as well. I think Seahawks New England is mine. So
I want to pick Arizona, but I can't.
Yeah, and I wanted to pick Arizona. I wanted to pick Atlanta. I thought about both those teams, but I just...
I don't even have them in the playoffs, so I kind of wanted to really get bold and pick the Bucks, but I think they're
not
2 years away.
That,
no,
I don't think, yeah. Well, Jong announced his MVP was Derek Carr. Fred, who is yours?
Well, come back to me on that one. I've got it narrowed down to two.
Okay. I'm going to go out on a limb and say mine's going to be Russell Wilson.
See, that's one of the two I was thinking about. I was thinking Russell Wilson or Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah, Russell Wilson doesn't have a lot around him. If Tom Brady has a big year, I mean, he's always a contender. But Russell Wilson would be doing it with not a lot of weapons. It'd be Doug Baldwin and a bunch of guys. So if Russell Wilson can do what I think he's going to do this year, he's going to have a big year without much help. So I think that's gonna get him a lot of votes. So he's my prediction.
Well, I narrowed it too. So since you took Wilson, I will take Ben Roethlisberger to win MVP.
Okay. And Super Bowl winners, did we pick that already?
No, we didn't.
Okay, Fred, who is your Super Bowl champion?
Steelers. Led by the MVP of the league.
All right.
And then he retires.
I'm going to have the Seahawks beating my MVP of the league, the Raiders.
God. I guess I will go with Seattle as well. I think New England in the Super Bowl, I feel like they'll end up being they'll end up having a letdown this year after last year's, but it wouldn't shock me if it goes the other way. But, yeah, I'll go Seahawks as well. So, there you go. There's our predictions for the season.
Yeah, the other guy I thought about for MVP was Le'Veon Bell. But I'll go with the quarterback.
Yeah.
So, there you go. That's Jeff says Giants versus Pats and Eli wins the try against Brady. That wouldn't shock me. It wouldn't shock me at all. If playoff Eli shows up.
That could happen too, yeah.
Yeah. So, somebody wants to know, why is everyone so high on the Jags defense this year in terms of fantasy? I wouldn't touch them in fantasy because...
I touch them week one. Well, I don't mind the Jags.
Oh, yeah. Well,
if you stream your defense, yeah, Jags against this Texans offense isn't a horrible play.
No, not at all. But long term...
No.
No.
But that's... I mean, a lot of people, and I do this sometimes too, I don't take a defense until the last or second to last round, and... I'm willing to drop my defense if they've got a bad matchup any given week.
Yeah,
so if I've got the Vikings or I think in most of my leagues I drafted the Panthers because I like their first round. I like their week one matchup. They're playing the Niners. If they, I don't know who they play next week, but if it's the Falcons or the Saints, I'm probably dropping them.
Yeah, I love to stream defenses, and I'll take bad defenses that are going up against the Jets. Like, I would take the Bills defense this week. Or you're going up against the Browns or the 49ers or any team that doesn't have a quarterback, then yeah. All right. What do we have here, Joe?
HBO, Fred. Boxing coming up again this Saturday night. Big night of boxing on HBO. Soaring Vasai against Chuck Letito 2, the rematch. Soaring Vasai 43-4-1 with 39 knockouts. He's an action fighter, and that's what made their first fight really interesting with Chuck Letito, who's now 46-1 after that loss. Really controversial loss, but it was a really good fight. It's a contender for fight of the year to this point, and these guys, they throw a lot of punches, which means it makes for an action fight, and that's what you're going to see. And following that, you've got the final installment of HBO's critically acclaimed and groundbreaking series 24/7. This is the 23rd installment of 24/7, Golovkin and Canelo. And that'll come on right after the boxing. Saturday, September 9th, it's going to be live at 9:15 Central Time. It's a super flyweight triple header featuring the championship rematch between Soaring Vasai and Chuck Letito. And after live boxing, don't miss the final installment of 24/7 Canelo Golovkin. You know where to find it this Saturday night, only on HBO.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, your home for Aggie sports. Stay sportsy.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-7000. ESPN
is
your number.
I'm so excited for football.
Yeah, I am too. We're in full swing as of tonight.
Yeah, I'm stoked about this.
For the next 3 months, basically, we're in full swing. So I saw this. This is kind of a good way to get back at an ex who screws you over. You know, there's all kinds of stuff that you see people do to get back at people. This guy Daniel tweeted this out. Said, "A girl I screwed over once upon a time now gives my number to all the guys she's not interested in at the bars." Well played.
That's not good.
Yeah, like he gets one that says, "What up?" He says, "Who is this? Jared, I bought you Vegas bombs last night, LMAO. Yeah, that's actually a pretty good idea.
It's not bad.
And, of course, if you got a bunch of exes that screwed you over. And then just one other one real quickly here, since we've been very sportsy here for the last hour, basically. Did you see this guy who ate pizza for 373 days in a row and still lost 5 pounds?
How?
He ate a full pizza. Well, he worked out like a fiend every day.
Oh, okay.
Because he wanted to prove that you could eat what you want as long as you work out.
As long as you work out enough. That's true.
It is true. The problem,
but you have to work out way harder than you would.
Well, if you're eating a full Domino's pizza every day, and that's the thing. If I'm going to do that, I'm actually going to pick something a little better than Domino's.
Yeah, I'm not in on that.
That's not so good. But there you go. Just want to share a couple of non-sportsy things with you. We can get back to sports now if you want.
Can, I guess. I mean, that's sports is happening. So,
yeah,
but there's plenty of other things happening in the world as well. I guess we'll get into some of it in the next segment. We'll do a Hollywood segment, and that's
good. We're already down to one segment. Jeez,
yeah,
I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, there was a we hear a lot of the teacher student sex stories.
Yeah,
you know what we don't hear a lot of? Cafeteria worker student sex stories.
Ooh. Want some extra food?
A cafeteria worker at Hernando Christian Academy has been arrested after investigators say her, quote, sexting-type relationship turned physical with a teen at the school last year. According to an arrest affidavit from the Hernando County Sheriff's Office, Amy Chevalier, who's 40, exchanged about 100 sexually explicit text messages, including pictures of her nude body, with the teen before they agreed to meet in the school's kitchen.
Oh, gross.
Once there, the pair engaged in multiple sexual activities. During an interview, she admitted to the relationship, noting that she was aware of his age and that her actions were wrong, and then gave detailed descriptions of her sexual interactions. She also then told him she made plans to have sex with him during an open house party at one of his friend's homes when the parents of the friend were away. Court records show this isn't her first arrest. In 2007, she was charged with organized fraud and petty theft. And in 2008 and 2009, she was a defendant in domestic violence cases.
Oh, wonderful.
Her arrest comes less than 3 months after that of 68-year-old Bruce McAllister, the husband of the school's former principal, both of whom have left the school. This is a Christian academy, of course. They say they're still dedicating to and committed to helping ensure a proper resolution to these matters. The story doesn't quite do all the... Well, by the way, the principal,
yeah,
he used a school-sponsored foreign exchange program to lure several teenage boys to his home and molest them. Yeah, he's not a good guy.
68-year-old dude, gross.
You want to see the lunch lady?
Do I? Oh God. Oh. Oh man, she looks like Tony Soprano.
She does look a little bit like Tony Soprano.
Yeah, a fat Tony Soprano.
That's really unfortunate. That's an unfortunate looking woman. So, yeah, that's what's going on.
Well, how about this? The seventh season of Game of Thrones was pirated more than 1 billion times.
Wow.
Basically, It means on an average, each episode was pirated 140 million times compared to 32 million views through legal channels.
Man.
Vast majority.
HBO's got to figure that out.
Well, the vast majority came from streaming services and some direct downloads and private torrents, but they tracked all this stuff. 1 billion views illegally. And now probably part of that is because you had two episodes leak early to the
right.
streaming services, but
and one of them was HBO's fault.
Yeah, yeah.
You know how the nation's been really proud of us in Texas for how we've come together and helped each other rebuild after Hurricane Harvey?
Yes.
Something tells me it might not go so well in Florida.
Oh, really?
A fight has already broken out at a Home Depot in Miami.
God.
They were fighting about plywood. They were fighting over a piece of plywood. There were long lines, limited materials.
Of course.
And they were all trying to stock up, of course. And Joshua Shimko says, he just hit me. He told that to a Home Depot employee, pointing to another customer near the exit. He said he struck him during a dispute about plywood. He grabbed me and then he lunged. The alleged attacker tried to run away but was caught and detained by police. No other details have been released, but Florida clearly not on Houston's level when it comes to coming together in the face of tragedy.
Oh, man, this thing's going to be a 5 when it hits. I thought it was
going to
be a 4. That's, yeah. So, Florida governor said, if you live in any evacuation zones and you're still at home, leave. Do not try to ride out the storm. We can't save you once the storm hits.
Dude, I don't know. I don't know what part of Florida I would feel good about being in right now.
I'll go with Destin because you're going to get some rain, but I think you're going to be on the soft side of it.
Yeah. I mean, you're assuming the model follows the way it
says. But yeah, but by then.
We don't know that.
By then it will have weakened too. It'll be a Category 3 by then.
Yeah.
Only a Category 3. So, would I feel good about being there? No, but if compared to the rest of the state, just looking at that damn model, which looks like it's just going to go right straight up the straight up Florida. Well, you know what? You had a good run, Florida.
Yeah.
But hopefully people.
We're going to go down to 49 states now? Is that bad?
Now, you know what we'll do? We'll finally let Puerto Rico in to make up for it so we can keep 50 stars on the flag. I don't really want to change the flag.
Okay.
So I'm going to go ahead and call President Trump and tell him that's what we're going to do.
I just realized you said $7.5 billion was the pirating numbers on Game of Thrones?
No, $1
billion. $1
billion? Yeah.
Okay.
That's still a lot.
Yeah. So $1 billion. Think about that. The Earth's population is 7.5 billion.
Right.
So that's like one out of every 7 people pirated it.
It's pretty amazing. I bet you.
In the world.
Yeah.
And there's some people who don't have TVs.
I think it was the Chinese that did it.
Man. Had to be. China and India, they have a lot of people in those countries.
Yeah. And
or people that just don't want to pay for HBO.
I mean, honestly, listen, I understand, and I'm not supporting it. If you pirated the Mayweather-McGregor fight,
yeah,
you didn't want to pay $100 for an hour of entertainment. Okay, it feels like $10 a month, or I think I don't know exactly, but I think it's like $10 a month, right?
Yeah.
Yes and no. If you have, I guess if you're cutting the cord and you want to go with HBO Now, I believe HBO Now is $12 a month.
Okay, $12 a month. And all you needed it for was 2 months. So $24, you could have seen the whole season of Game of Thrones. That's not unreasonable, right?
No. Especially if you already have like Hulu and Netflix.
Yeah.
And just cut one of those out for a month or two and then just get back on it after.
Come on, guys. Don't be so cheap. Don't steal.
But see, you're a rich, though.
Don't steal.
You're a rich. These things don't bother you.
I know.
So.
Well, you can be a rich, too.
Yes, you can. All you have to do is go to MyBookie, industry-leading website, best place for you to cash in on the games. And if you join now, MyBookie's going to match your deposit with a 100% bonus. And in-game live betting on nearly every sporting event, user-friendly mobile site, so you'll never miss a play. And tonight, for instance, you want to get on there, play that game, maybe somebody gets up 28-3, you want to bet the other team in the second half. You can do that. It doesn't matter if you've been playing for years or if you're just getting started. MyBookie.ag caters to everybody. They also have a really good race book that I use all the time. And if you're sick and tired of getting the runaround when you ask for a withdrawal, come join my bookie today. With decades of expertise, no hassle payouts, and no fine print, you'll experience the greatest customer service in the business, guaranteed. Just use promo code RADIO, and you can activate your bonus of up to 100% for a first-time deposit. Call 844-900-2387 or visit mybookie.ag to open an account. That's 844-900-BETS, or go online to mybookie.ag and use promo code RADIO. Bet with the biggest, win with the best, only at MyBookie. Sign up today.
This is Ed Too Tall Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, you've been waiting since February. Football season is finally back, and there's no better way to get close to the game you love than with DraftKings 1 Week Fantasy. And to celebrate, DraftKings is hosting a $100,000 contest this Sunday. It's totally free to enter, and if you draft the perfect lineup, you can win $1 billion. $1 billion for playing fantasy football? Get out of here. With DraftKings, there's a ton of ways to play. You could do a public contest against total strangers, a private contest with your boys. And the best part is you can draft a new team every week with no commitment. You could do big boy games. You could play for $2 if you want, or dollar, I think, even. You could play for big money. It's all whatever your pleasure, DraftKings has you covered. Get to DraftKings.com now and use promo code Houston to play in DraftKings' free contest worth $100,000 in total prizes this Sunday. And if you draft the perfect lineup, you can win $1 billion. That's promo code Houston for your shot to win $1 billion this Sunday. Contest is totally free to enter. Give it a try, guys. DraftKings, the game inside the game. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back. Download the ESPN 97.5 app, available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go, or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have an iPhone or an Android? You can stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN975.com. Before we get to Hoffman on Hollywood, Tom Herman responded to Urban Meyer today, sort of. He was asked for a response, and he said, "I don't have any. I don't have time to worry about comments made by somebody else and about their program. I'm worried about our program and winning a game. Anybody that's been around me and our staff for the last 9 months knows we've never disparaged a previous staff or our current players." Herman was then asked if he felt his post-game comments threw players under the bus. Next question.
Okay.
So, there you go. There's his response.
The weird thing is those guys – Urban Meyer, they're supposed to be like boys. I mean, yeah. Tom Herman came up under Urban Meyer. That's tough.
Welcome to Austin, Texas.
Yep.
Yeah, he's.
If he said that here last year in Houston, I don't think Urban would have said anything.
No one says a thing. Yeah. Now, I mean, if Texas wins all their games, that's competition for Ohio State. Yeah, I mean, whatever UH was ever going to be or ever could be, they won't be on the same level of competition with Ohio State. So maybe he sees him as a threat now? I don't know.
Maybe.
But, man, I mean, he's got a lot of other threats that are more immediate than Texas.
Yeah, well, listen, this is going to be an adjustment for Tom. Every loss at Texas is a big freaking deal. At Houston, he was prince of the city. He could do no wrong, even when they choked against UConn. And, you know, that's one thing. But you're under a microscope in Austin, and you're supposed to win in every loss, and especially something like that. You're gonna get it from everywhere, including from Urban. So,
yep.
I don't know. I don't really think he was throwing his players under the bus or criticizing the players that are there. It kind of sounded a little bit like excuse making, is what it sounded like. All right, now let's do Hoffman on Hollywood.
All right, let's start a couple of ratings, movie ratings things. Let's first start with this report from the New York Times. They did a story called Attacked by Rotten Tomatoes, and Hollywood had a really bad summer. This is normally the time when they make big bank.
Right.
They did not. And to find a slower summer than what they had this year, you'd have to go back 20 years.
Jeez.
Business has been so bad that America's three biggest theater chains have lost roughly $4 billion in market value since May. Guess what they're blaming? Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, God, come on.
Brett Ratner said, I think it's the destruction of our business. Most studio fingers point at Rotten Tomatoes, which boils down to hundreds of reviews to give films fresh or rotten scores. And it's obviously a popular site, 13.6 million unique visitors since May, which is a big increase over last year's total for the month. But studios executives' complaints about Rotten Tomatoes include the way it hacks off critical nuance, the site's seemingly loose definition of who qualifies as a critic, and the spread of scores across the web. Last year, scores started appearing on Fandango, leading to grousing that a rotten score next to a purchase button was the same as posting this message: you're an idiot if you pay to see this movie. Mr. Ratner's sentiment was echoed almost daily in studio dining rooms all summer. For instance, Paramount's Baywatch bombed after arriving to a tomato meter score of 19. Anything under 60 is marked rotten, by
right,
the way.
Right.
King Arthur, Legend of the Sword, got a 28.
Can I stop you right there? Quit bitching about Rotten Tomatoes and start making good movies.
That's
and
what
stop
I'm
doing
saying.
Remakes and crap like that. That's why nobody's going. Nobody wants to see Baywatch. Nobody wants to see another King Arthur movie.
I watched that King Arthur movie the other night, by the way.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd call it 28 bad. It ain't good.
No.
I would have been pissed off if I paid $15 for a ticket to see
the
theater.
Look at these damn trailers. Like, they're making crap movies.
And honestly, I've never used Rotten Tomatoes to determine whether or not I'll go see a movie. If I go see one and it's bad, then I'll look and see what they said about it. But I don't give a rat's ass about Rotten Tomatoes.
Well, here's a critique from the Tampa Bay Times on the new Reese Witherspoon film called Home Again. And Home Again is the screenwriting and directing debut of Hayley Myers-Shire, who's the daughter of two successful filmmakers, Nancy Myers and Charles Shire. She's friends with Reese Witherspoon, and apparently Reese Witherspoon was too nice to turn down the project. The critic walked out after 30 minutes.
Oh, geez.
It was that horrific, he says. And finally, Veep, which is a very good show, I think. It's also critically acclaimed.
Yeah.
This next season will be its last. Hmm. So if you're a Veep fan, running out of time to watch Veep with Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
I never really watch it, but whenever I see it on, it's funny.
It's always funny to me. Yeah, I like it. My wife likes it, too. And usually we don't think the same things are funny.
Yeah.
But she loves it.
By the way, Home Again, 29% on Rotten Tomatoes. Ugh. What got really good reviews so far, It, 89%.
I want to see It.
Yeah, I want to see It.
Oh, yeah.
I want to see the new Kingsman movie, too. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Great job, John Lee.
I like that.
Great job, AJ Hoffman. Great job, me. Stay sportsy, bitches. There's no blood.
ESPN 97.5.